It's a word that we all learned in civics class, gerrymandering, and then we didn't hear it again for a long time. Lo and behold, these last few years, we've been talking a lot about gerrymandering nationally and here in Michigan as well with regard to how legislative district lines are drawn. One of the districts said to be very gerrymandered, drawn to, in this case, favor Republicans, is the 32nd State House District, which takes in parts of St. Clair and Macomb counties. Last week, we talked with Lauren Gibbons from MLive.com. At that time, there was a proposed settlement on the table to a lawsuit filed by the League of Women Voters. The settlement was rejected. It has since gone to trial, and we get the latest from Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
So the trial got underway this week, right?
Yes. A lot has changed since I last talked to you.
I guess so. So bring us up to speed.
Yeah, so the trial began last week because, as you said, the proposed settlement that included that House district was rejected. The plaintiffs are making the case now that, you know, all three, the state House, the state Senate, and congressional districts are gerrymandered, and they're asking for an election in 2020.
Okay.
So we have that, but the attorneys representing Republicans, such as congressional Republicans, the state Senate intervened as a body. They're saying that this is something that they don't think is illegal, even if politics was a factor. They said it wasn't the biggest factor, and they complied by all the state standards.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that's what's at odds here. And this was also the focus of Proposal 2 last November was, gee, we don't really like the way that these congressional and district lines are drawn here in Michigan. Maybe we need to set up a new way of doing that. I know that's separate from the lawsuit, but perhaps this lawsuit will end with the judge saying, yeah, everything was done according to the law. You might not like the law, but it was done correctly.
Right. And yes, it's very important to note that whatever comes out of this trial will only impact the 2020 elections. Voters decided that Proposal 2 was the way that they wanted to go, and that will implement a redistricting commission for future elections. But they're talking about 2020, which is still abiding by districts that were drawn using the 2010 census. So the data is pretty old at this point. And the defendants, the Republicans, are also arguing that, you know, using this old data isn't going to help anybody.
Yeah, it's interesting. How long is this trial likely to last?
So the testimony is expected to last about a week, maybe a little bit more. Uh-huh. And then the judges will issue a written opinion on the case. So they're not going to rule from the bench, but we'll hear from them shortly after the trial is concluded.
What court is this being heard in, Lauren?
This is in the U.S. Eastern District Court, in federal court.
Okay.
There's a panel of three judges.
Is it possible this could go all the way up to the Supreme Court?
It's possible. I am sure that, you know, whoever wins could and potentially will appeal. The issue that we might run into is if this continues to drag out in court and if anyone has to redraw any of these districts, we're getting pretty close to the 2020 election at that point. So that will be interesting to see. How long does this stay in the court system, and will anyone have to redraw these districts?
Yeah, time is of the essence, that's for sure. And especially as, you know, candidates are looking at, you know, the possibility of, you know, running in next year's election. They're going to want to know what the district looks like.
Absolutely, especially for those two-year terms. Yeah. People are already looking to either run for re-election or potentially run for election, and changing those districts could have an impact on whether they make that decision or how they go about running for their seats.
What impact might this decision have on Proposal 2? Any? None?
Proposal 2 will go into effect regardless. I think that this is simply looking at 2020. That could be a factor for Democrats, especially who are looking to use the 2020 election to either gain seats or potentially retake the state house. They are looking at that goal already, you know, right after the 2018 election. That's something that they said was a goal in 2020. So Democrats are, you know, a lot of Democrats are hoping that this goes through because maybe this helps them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so it could have a lot of impact for this election in particular. But after 2020, the new census will come out. The Independent Redistricting Commission will take over. And then from then on out, 2022, we will see what the effects of an independent redistricting commission will be.
Well, this is fascinating to watch. It's really interesting stuff. Good reporting, Lauren. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.